I'm Fred.
I'm Adrian.
And we are F&A.
If this is your first time here, welcome.
And don't forget to drop us a line on our socials. All the links are listed down below in the descriptions.
Correct. So
that was a mouthful.
So how is everybody doing?
Oh,
New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yes. 2022.
I know. We're only a few days behind. We were going to do an episode right after we did the last one for Hawkeye.
Yeah. Yep.
But then work picked up all crazy for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday time.
Yeah.
People breaking more stuff than normal. So we had to address all that.
Holidays get chaotic.
Of course. Of course. One way or another, everybody deals with the stresses of the holiday season.
Yep.
And but bottom line, we're here.
We are here, yes.
And we're ready to go. And today we're talking about Spider-Man No Way Home.
Absolutely. Real quick, before we get into Spider-Man, I seen a couple memes that I wanted to run by. It's only like two or three. Pretty funny. I will post them on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook
okay.
for everybody to see.
Yeah.
The first one.
You showed me the one already.
Yeah.
Is that
actually, that's the fourth one.
Okay.
Anyways, the first one, do you remember, of course, in the 90s, our parents would always tell us, don't sit too close to the TV.
Right.
Because it would, what?
Make you go blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurt your eyes, you know, all that crap. And then it says 2021, and it shows people with VR headsets on.
Don't sit close to the TV.
To the TV, but yet they have VR.
They got TVs strapped to their fucking head.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It's
funny. Like, how does that make any sense?
This is such an experiment.
Yeah.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
Discussing memes in an audio format.
I know. But
we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. The next one, it says, no matter how cold it gets, there is always this person. Take a look at that person. There is always somebody wearing shorts.
Especially here in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
No doubt. There'll be 8 inches of fucking snow.
Yeah.
And
you got this douchebag walking around to school.
Not only shorts, but it's like basketball shorts.
Yes.
Comfy shorts, you know.
And tennis shoes. And they got their coat on, you know, with their backpack on, and it's always, what's the matter with you? I'm not cold.
Well, they're ready to play.
I'm not cold.
They are ready to play ball at any moment.
But they're so full of shit because you know their legs are frozen.
Right.
They're such full of shit. And this one is actually a news story. This is from New York Post.
Okay.
It says, diner disgusted after finding a full chicken head in her box of KFC hot wings.
Ew, what?
Take a look.
Let me see.
It's an actual chicken head. And it's fried. You can see the beak in the eye.
Oh, that poor guy.
That would be disgusting to find that in
it
a
is.
KFC
it's,
box.
It's straight up like
a full chicken head.
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
It's a KFC, right?
Yeah.
I used to work at KFC.
I remember you
when
said.
I was in high school.
Yep.
And I cooked. I did everything there, but one of the jobs I cooked. And I was in the back. And, I mean, you got to prepare it.
Yeah.
You get chicken, you get it raw.
Yeah.
And we have the batter mixes and yada yada, and mm-hmm. you gotta do that. So that tells me that someone either can't see very well.
Yeah.
We're like so into the zone, because I mean, I've been like that.
So you guys actually get full chickens like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no. You'll get like a bag of chicken wings.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like you get from the grocery store.
Oh, you're talking about the actual factory where they, you know, prepare the chickens.
No, I'm talking about in the goddamn KFC. They probably got a plastic bag. They ripped it open, and it's just a bag full of chicken wings.
Okay.
And they take that bag, and they dump it into a big thing of powder.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could see how it could possibly be missed, but wait till you see this picture. I mean, it's straight up a chicken head.
It is. I mean, the beak's there in the eye. I mean, come on. And the next one, I'm just going to post it because it's kind of hard to explain.
Yeah.
It says, should I take my dog to the vet? And it's this piece of wood. And honest to God, it looks like a dog's face.
Looks like a
wood.
Lab.
It looks like a lab. And then somebody being a smartass underneath put, I would. WOOD.
Right.
Like, ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum. I have that. I'm not even going to play it.
But I'll post all that on our social medias for you guys to check out. I love memes. Memes are so funny. They get you through the day.
Memes are one of the greatest things that has come out of the internet.
Yes. Yes.
There's so much like negative, you know, there's so much negativity online.
And in the world, yeah.
But memes,
mm-hmm.
Oh, they're great. I love them.
Yeah. So.
Unless you are one.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be fun.
Do you remember the crazy girlfriend meme?
Which one? I mean, there's so many crazy girlfriends.
There was this chick and she had like the crazy eyes and it was pretty famous.
I have to see it remember.
I'll find it.
Yeah, because I mean, there's so many different ones.
I seen something though where it was a video series on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and the title was like "I Was a Meme" or something like that.
Okay.
And they went and found these people,
the
actual people. And I'm talking about like the memes where it's not, you know, some famous person that's been in a movie.
Yeah.
Just some rando that got caught in an odd expression,
mm-hmm.
and thus their life has forever been changed. And they found this girl. She talked about how at first, you know, it was, she went through some depression over it.
Oh, wow.
And then, you know, at this point, she's doing much better. And
yeah.
She sees the humor in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Christ, the picture of her and like her age today, I think there's over a 10-year difference.
I know what you're talking about because there's a meme that people still use today. It's from one of those Real Housewife shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of two girls. Like, there's a blonde and she's pointing. And it looks like she's like, here, let me see. This is the crazy girl. Oh, yes, I do know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you've seen that.
She does look yeah. like she's insane. It says,
can we leave the light on tonight? I want to be able to watch you sleep.
There's so many different
yeah.
Yeah, scenarios.
Well, you know what? On the line of this, you and I have been talking about working towards getting back on video format.
Yeah, we want to get back on YouTube.
One way or another,
mm-hmm.
Part of our, New Year's resolution?
Yes.
It's not really a resolution because it's not like a self-help type thing, but one of our goals, that's mm-hmm. a better word.
Goal.
One of our goals for 2022 is to get back into video format.
Yes.
At YouTube, whatever. And that way, you know, I think this will be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Not only us, but for the audience, obviously.
Oh, yeah. They love watching that type of stuff.
Because if they're listening right now,
mm-hmm.
like I listen to most of my podcast while I'm driving.
Yeah. I know.
And here, yep. like Tom Segura's podcast,
mm-hmm.
here, this is a prime example. The, what is it? Your Mom's House.
Yeah.
Your Mom's House podcast. They talk a lot about, you know, videos and memes and all
yeah.
that stuff. And I'll be driving and listening. And it's like, I want to look the shit up right then and there.
Exactly.
And it's like, I can't. I'm driving.
Yeah.
So.
Because they actually have a video format as well. Like they
right.
record their podcast on video
right,
too.
Right,
so.
Right, right.
Yep, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
We'll get there.
Yes, we will.
We're just little guys trying to climb that ladder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yippers. Oh, that's what I was talking about real quick before was the other meme that's still out. And I know you've seen this meme so many times. Like I said, it's from one of the Real Housewives shows.
Okay.
And it shows the blonde. She's like, she has her mouth open. You can see like she's flipping out and she's pointing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other housewife is kind of like holding her back. Just type in Real Housewife meme. And
okay.
it'll come up, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
And then we got to move on.
Yes, then we'll go to Spider-Man.
Non-visual entertainment.
Yes, yes. But this meme from the Real Housewife, I don't know what freaking housewife show it's from, but they use it all the time for, like, freaking out, like, people. That right there.
What, the cat?
That one, yep.
I seen one where she was pointing at a cat or something.
Yeah,
some shit.
They'll have her pointing at different shit.
Yeah, it's the blonde girl, and she's like freaking out and pointing
yep.
her finger. Yeah, I've
In
seen
fact,
that.
Wait, blow that picture up because
Excuse
I
me.
Think the other. Yeah, see the brown, the brunette?
Yeah.
That is actually, what's her face? I think her name's Kyle something. She's the one that played Lindsay in Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, that's her. I didn't realize that was her.
Great.
How about that? Kyle Richards, I think, is her name.
So how the fuck do we segue into Spider-Man from
just
that?
Just like that. Just Jesus. Like that. All right, people. Time
real,
for Spider-Man.
Real housewife memes. Jesus Christ.
Well, first it started with the crazy,
I'm sorry.
Crazy girlfriend
I'm
meme.
Sorry. That was a terrible segment. It was.
It was funny.
For us.
Well, people are going to see the memes that I was talking about online.
Later.
Later.
If they remember.
They will.
Okay.
They will. So, anyways.
Well, we're kind of behind on talking about this because we went opening weekend.
Yes, we did. That Sunday.
That was that Sunday. And I believe we spoke on the podcast before about how we almost did not get tickets for that first weekend.
Yeah, because it was selling
out.
They
sold fast.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
It was insane because when you were going to get the tickets for Saturday, you found like there was, I think, 10 seats left. And by the time you came upstairs to tell me, and I was like, okay, you come back downstairs, they were gone.
Yep.
And you were like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, so
quick. I really did not think they were going to go that quick here in Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Exactly.
But they did.
You told me it was like endgame level.
And this was the day they went on sale.
Mm-hmm.
This was what the, or no, was it the Monday? I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, they were selling quick, but we ended up getting tickets for that Sunday for the IMAX that's around here, Lowe's Waterfront.
Yeah.
And
we
Pittsburgh.
Actually met a very nice couple that sat right next to you.
Yes. You know what? His name was Travis. And there's been a few times that I found myself wondering where the fuck I know him from.
Because he looked familiar.
He, even his girlfriend, which I apologize if they're listening, because they asked us for the podcast.
Yeah.
Was
it his girlfriend or his wife?
I can't remember, and I can't remember her name.
Oh.
I feel terrible.
I know.
But I'm bad with names.
My memory sucks.
Travis stuck. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we were sitting next to each other.
Hi, you guys, if you're listening.
Yeah, hi, you guys. Anyway, we were sitting next to each other, and, you know, you don't really look at anybody face-to-face when you're in a theater. It's
it'd
be kind of weird,
I know.
But I got a couple good glances, and later on, I'm like, man, I really think I know him from somewhere.
Is it, like, a famous person? Or?
No, I don't think he's a famous person.
Just maybe somebody you went to school with or...
Maybe.
That looked like him. Or maybe you ran into him somewhere, like you were out at a Walmart or wherever and you just seen him in the store.
It's hard to say. It's
a small world out there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But anyway, Spider-Man, he was also very... Him and his lovely wife, girlfriend, whatever... we're also super excited for the film, and
yeah, they were
on the same nerd level.
I was about to say they were big nerds like us.
Yeah. So
they knew all about the comics and everything.
Ultimately, you know, I'm grateful for having them to be the person that we sat next to because
it was you, you know what I mean.
We've all had those theater experiences where you end up sitting next to some jerk off. That, you know, hogs the armrest or, you know, like has some kind of weird nervous tick that you just can't help but to pay attention to the entire time.
I've sat next to somebody that smelled really bad before.
Yeah. But they were very friendly.
Yes.
And it was nice.
Yeah.
Highly, highly anticipated seeing this movie.
Oh, yeah. Were you disappointed at all?
No.
Me neither.
No. Not at all.
The ending kind of made me upset.
Well, I tell you what.
Just because I...
It'll be in the title, obviously, but from this point forward, we are in 100% spoilers.
Territory.
For Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yep.
If you haven't seen this movie and you would rather see it first, leave now.
We'll see you in the next podcast.
We'll come back. No, come back after you watch the damn movie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
It's all good. go check it out. Because I tell you what, even though I knew a lot of the beats that were going to happen.
Because so many people were spoiling shit early on.
I still think that was Sony's marketing.
Yeah, that's true.
But I was still very, very pleasantly surprised
yes.
at how everything happened.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know every single little detail.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that fucking Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire were going to be in it.
Yeah, we knew that.
We knew Willem Dafoe and Jamie Foxx and
Alfred Molina.
Mm-hmm. All these guys were going to be in it.
Yeah.
I even knew about the fucking post-credit scene that, you know, with Tom Hardy and all that shit.
Yeah, see, I didn't know. Well, no, you did tell me.
I knew that there was going to be a post-credit scene yeah. involving Tom Hardy's Venom.
Yeah, but I had no idea what it was.
And then I knew that he was going to be at that resort.
Yeah.
And he was going to get sent back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying that that wasn't going to happen.
But it did.
But that's what happened. And, you know, now that that is the case, I've come around to it. And
you were pissed off about it at first.
I have some theories on where they might be going with that, which we'll talk about later.
Yeah.
With all that said, like, I knew a lot of these things that were going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, yeah. I was still very pleasantly surprised with the execution.
Yes.
And, I think this is my favorite Spider-Man.
Oh, movie it is for sure. For
out
me.
Of all, out of all of them.
For me. Like I said, the ending, the only reason I didn't like the ending was because, and we'll get to that, it was just like, I felt, why? You know? Why? But.
And then I had to explain to you about character arcs and
I know how
there have to be stakes I'm one and of those, consequences.
I know, I'm one of those people where it's like, I want my happy ending. I want a fucking happy ending.
Which
and
we'll get there.
I know.
We'll get there, but you got to remember the Marvel way.
Takes forever.
We found out now, after the fact, after this movie is released, and we look at the three MCU Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
That is now considered all three of them movies smashed together mm-hmm. is the origin of Spider-Man in the MCU.
Yep. Yeah.
And they gave him a clean break at the end, and now he can go on and be the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man
mm-hmm.
and be that, you know, be a better version that doesn't have to rely on Tony Stark to save the day, or he doesn't have to rely on Doctor Strange or Happy or anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his own now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's get to that.
I know.
All right. Well, this movie starts off right where the last one ended.
Right.
Which the last one was, Far From Home?
Far From Home.
Yeah, Far From Home.
We had Homecoming, Far From Home, No Way Home.
I know. It's like all the homes. I get confused. I know this one is No Way Home.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. Yeah, it starts off right where you see that Peter Parker was exposed from Mysterio.
Right.
And you had Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
Well,
he's like an Alex Jones type.
Yes.
InfoWars.
Yes.
Style and, journalist in the MCU.
Yeah. And they had him like on one of the big billboard
yes.
TVs
yes.
in downtown, you know, Manhattan.
Breaking the news on Mysterio outing Spider-Man.
Yeah, right in
Peter
downtown
Parker.
Manhattan. Everybody's like just crowded around watching this,
yes.
and there's Spider-Man right in the middle.
Yeah.
MJ's down on the ground, and it was insane. And as soon as that happened, Peter ends up getting MJ and flying her away again.
Well, I like how they beeped out Peter Parker saying fuck.
Yeah,
because he goes, oh, fuck. And there was a truck horn that went off in the.
Didn't he say what the fuck?
Maybe what the fuck.
Yeah.
But he said fuck, but you couldn't hear it. It was bleeped over by
yeah.
a car horn.
And I felt bad for MJ because MJ was on the ground and
getting swarmed by
everybody.
People.
Yeah. And. Peter saw this happening to her, and I thought it was a sweet moment. He was like, All right. No. So he hurries up and he goes down and grabs her.
He was still trying to be polite. He's like, please, please, everyone, please step back.
Yeah,
please,
don't touch her. Don't touch her because people were starting to grab MJ and everything.
And then you had that obese chick.
Yeah.
That she reached to grab Spider-Man. She reached to grab him.
And tried to take his mask off.
And like he pulled away and she goes, Spider-Man hit me.
Yeah.
Did everyone see that? Spider-Man hit me.
Just being a bitch.
You know, it was people turn.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how people really are. People turn quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I thought it was funny, too, because...
not to get political, but especially when the news is telling them something, that's it. Yeah,
yep,
so...
blindly, you know, anyway. Follow that crap. Like I was saying, I thought it was funny because MJ hated swinging from the last movie. She hated swinging with Peter because she was like just too freaked out from it. And then he had to swing her again. She's like, oh God.
I've seen they've since released a couple behind the scenes videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things they showed was whenever he jumped off the bridge with her.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had things set up for that whole swinging sequence and the base jump off of the bridge.
Okay.
And they had this giant green screen set up with a scaffold, and they were up on top of that thing, hooked up the wires, and they actually jumped off.
Oh, wow.
And with all the cameras and stuff to get, like, you know, real reaction. So Zendaya is actually freaking the fuck out.
She's probably like me and is afraid of heights.
Could be.
That's how I would have been. Oh, I would have been freaking.
You wouldn't have got the park because you would have been like, I'm not doing it.
if I was making as much as she would, I think I would. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to mention I'm strapped to, you know, cables and lines and there's tons of people there. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
So they take off. They eventually, they're up on that bridge and. And Peter Parker, he sets MJ, like, he sets her down and then walks away.
Yeah,
on
the
top
bridge,
of this bridge.
Talking to Ned, going, dude,
I could only imagine. The first thing I thought of was you.
Oh.
Like, if I set you on the edge of a bridge and just walked away, you would have been like, what the fuck?
I would have been like, what the fuck, you fucker, get over here.
Yeah, he calls Ned and, you know, the dude thing.
Yeah.
Eventually... all these helicopters show up.
All the news. Yeah, choppers and shit.
And they're surrounding him, and he grabs her up. They jump off, and they eventually...
Actually, she was the one that said, I think we should jump. I think we should jump. Which was crazy because she didn't want, you know...
Well, what else...
Sorry, I just had to add that.
What else are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So they end up going down through, the subway and shit, and they eventually make it back to... did he drop her off at her place first, or did he take her home?
No, they both went to Peter's house, because remember, May walks
in. They never met before.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
so right. We get a quick scene of May and Happy, and they're breaking up. And Happy is absolutely heartbroken.
I know.
I felt bad for him.
He
was all tearing up. His face was all wet.
I know.
And she was just like... it was just a fling.
I know.
You know? She was totally
laid it
not,
off.
They were, that you could tell that, even in the last movie, you could tell that they were both on complete different levels.
He was severely invested, and
he was infatuated and in love with this chick, and she was just kind of, you know.
Yeah, I'm here for the booty.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, have fun.
Right.
Like a fuck buddy.
Yeah, poor Happy.
Poor Happy. Well, eventually we see Peter ends up getting arrested.
Yeah.
Because he's known as the dude that killed Mysterio.
Right. They take him in. And I tell you what, they bounce through a lot of this real quick at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to do the same. We're going to bounce through some of this.
Yeah, I don't want to break down every scene so much.
But they go through like a kind of a montage almost, like an extended montage showing... how this has affected Peter's life.
Yeah.
For example, when he had to go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I think I would have been looking at homeschool options at that point.
Oh, I wouldn't have gone back to school. I wouldn't have. Because I just couldn't deal with it.
Shows the bravery of Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a brave move facing all those people, going back to school knowing that that school is divided.
Yes.
Right down the middle. Half of them are cool with you. They're like, man, this dude's Spider-Man. That's fucking awesome. And then you got the other half that think he's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for him to face that,
yeah,
you know, and it shows us the stresses that he's now dealing with.
Yeah. And I think the thing that broke the straw that broke the camel's back was you see him, Ned, and MJ. They're all applying for these different colleges to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And we see, like you said, how this is affecting his life. It's rubbing off on his friends and his friend and his girlfriend.
Right.
Because just because they're associated with him, they're getting denied as well as he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're getting. The number one schools that they want to go to, they're Peter Parker's
guilty by association. Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's the word.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, that's when we see him in MJ's work. It was like that little shop, like coffee shop type of thing she works at.
And it was
around Halloween.
It's similar to the MJ of Tobey Maguire's movies.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the second one? She was working as a waitress at that one restaurant, and she had an asshole boss that was always giving her a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. She's working at this small coffee shop as a waitress. You could hear the boss in the background giving her a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they're not exactly the same, obviously.
But there's similarities.
But the two universes still walk somewhat of a parallel line.
Yeah, they're coinciding with each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like how they did all that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, we could tell it's Halloween time because we see the, it's like wizards or something as lights.
Right.
But they had like witch hats on and.
It reminded him of Dr. Strange.
Yeah, he was looking up at it and then.
He's like, wait a minute, I know a wizard.
Exactly. I know a guy that could do magic.
He's right down the road at, on Bleecker Street.
Yeah, there you go. You know? So that's how Peter runs into Strange. He goes and he asks him, you know, hey, is there any way that you can help me?
Right.
Because, you know, not only is this affecting me, again, it's affecting my girlfriend, my best friend, and they don't deserve this. And I can't stand not only what it's doing to them, but what it's doing to me. Mm-hmm. So just make everybody forget that they know that I am Spider-Man.
Right. And then we find out that there was a little bit of trailer trickery.
Mm-hmm.
In the trailers leading up to this movie, we had a shot of Wong telling Doctor Strange not to cast a spell.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous. Where in actuality, in this film, he never says that.
No,
he just says, leave me out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, big news, we find out that Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme. And not Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
He says he got it out of a technicality because Wong was not dusted.
Mm-mm.
And Doctor Strange was.
Yeah.
So he took over the role as Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
And even though Doctor Strange is back now, he doesn't get his title back.
Mm-mm. Which is kind of fucked up.
Well, we'll talk about this another time, but that leads into some theories with WandaVision and where all that's going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, Wong, he just says, leave me out of it, and he I don't know where he's going. He's a busy guy. Every time we see him in the last few films, he's going through a portal somewhere.
Yep.
So that leaves Strange and Peter. And by the way, the sanctum is filled with snow.
Yeah. And everybody was wondering what that was from.
I was wondering, I kind of figured, I got this Funko Pop thing figure, it's Doctor Strange from this movie, and he got a snow shovel, right? So we find out that in the Doctor Strange movie, the actual movie, there's these mirrors that you can turn a dial, and they're like a portal that takes you to different places.
Yep.
On the planet.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe they take you other places. Mm-hmm. But somebody had left open the one to where? I can't remember, but it was someplace
like
cold.
Antarctica or something. Yeah, and a blizzard happened. And that's what blew through all that snow. And because at first you thought, well, maybe from the destruction from Endgame and everything, there was a hole in the ceiling and it's snowing. But we see it's Halloween time. It's fall. There's no snow outside. And as soon as you walk into the sanctum, it's like blizzard. Right. You know?
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So Dr. Strange agrees to help Peter. And he takes him down into the basement where it's like a dungeon down there.
Yeah,
and
there's ruins, right?
Right. And doctors, we find out some more stuff. He says that this building has been built on like a crossroads of magical energy, and it's been here for hundreds of years. And then he says an episode of The Equalizer was filmed here back in the 80s.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Which I didn't know that The Equalizer, you know, the movie with Denzel Washington, is a remake of a series.
I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
So, but, well, they filmed it at the Sanctum.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Well, Doctor Strange, he also agrees to help Peter because he says, you know, hey, we saved the world together. You know, you help me out. And so, yeah, you know what? Let me help you out and let me do this for you. So he starts casting the spell and he's saying, you know, okay, everybody's going to forget that you are Spider-Man. And then Peter's like, wait a minute. What about, you know?
Hold on a second. Now, there's one little thing with all this that bothers me.
Okay.
And I've heard this echoed. And, like, I get it. It's a comic movie.
Yeah.
We got to get to the plot, right?
The hoopla.
But don't you think that you would discuss this spell before casting the spell?
Exactly.
Like, Peter Parker should have known. Like, they should have had all this kind of talked out first.
Dr. Strange should have said, all right, do you understand the magnitude of this?
Right. Everyone's going to forget.
Is going to.
Even me.
Yeah. And then Peter could have been like, well, wait a minute.
Exactly.
Like, couldn't we make it just you, MJ, Ned, Aunt May, and Happy? That's it.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure Dr. Strange could have come up with something.
Well, he was working on it mid-spell. So, obviously, he could do it. Yeah.
He could do it, but Peter kept throwing in, first it was MJ, then it was, well, wait, Ned, my best friend.
Right.
And then it was,
and every time,
okay, and he kept...
Every time he changed his mind, he had to redo the spell. And every time he redid the spell, there was like a new circle of runes that began.
Yes.
And they started stacking up. And eventually, Peter Parker was asking too much. And this spell just kind of exploded.
And as it was exploding, that's what led all these villains and shit to come. Because what did he say? He said, like, right as Doctor Strange was trying to, like, contain the spell, the very last moment, Peter said, basically, I want everybody that knew-
No, that was right before the spell exploded.
Okay, yeah. What did he say?
He said, basically, anybody that knew who I was before should still know.
Yes.
Right.
Before Mysterio.
So, and then the everything exploded, and... You know, crazy visuals. That was it was a very awesome moment.
Yeah.
And Strange is able to contain it. And jumping forward, we find out that not everything was contained.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. There's some effects that that happened.
But we don't know that yet.
No.
At the moment... Doctor Strange contains the spell and he's pissed off and he tells Peter, you know what? Fuck it. You're on your own.
Get out.
We can't do anything here. And, so they go their own ways.
Yeah.
And Peter's like, fuck. And,
Doctor Strange kicked him out.
Hold on. They're talking and during that conversation, I forgot about this. During that conversation is when Peter gets the idea to actually, you know, go talk to somebody at MIT because, you know, at that moment, Dr. Strange found out and he's like, you just wanted me to cast this spell that wiped the minds of everybody on the planet.
That's right.
You never even made a phone call?
Yeah, because he said, I just wanted to, you know, them to get into college and stuff.
Right.
And I understand where Dr. Strange is coming from.
Yeah, he's like, you didn't even make a phone call?
Yeah, and I'm about to wipe everybody's
mind. Exactly. So from that moment, Peter decides to get a hold of this lady from MIT.
Yeah.
He goes to wherever she was going to be and finds out that she was on her way to the airport. And he's like, all right, well, I got to get this chick. And he takes off and he ends up catching up to her on a bridge. He does the Spider-Man thing and he ends up, he lands and he goes back into his regular mode because he has the nano suit on.
Yeah, she was in this car that was stuck in traffic.
She had like an Uber
stop,
or something.
Yeah, dead stop traffic.
And he knocks on the door.
Yeah, on the window. Yeah, he's like,
she looks at him like, what? Like, what are you doing here?
Excuse me.
And they have their conversation, and while they're talking about trying to get, he's like, you know, it's not fair that Ned and MJ are going to miss this opportunity because of me. Let them in. Don't worry about me. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll deal with my own consequences, but don't take it out on them. They had nothing to do with it but knowing.
Yeah.
And then we start hearing some thumping.
And that's when his Peter tingles goes.
And not to mention the Peter, whole his spider sense.
Yeah.
Peter tingle.
Yeah.
His spider sense. The sound effect that we get whenever it's like a drawn out breaking glass kind of sound.
Yep.
It's the exact same sound effect we get in the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies.
With Tobey Maguire,
yep. Which is another connection within this, you know, multiverse or whatever.
Yeah.
So we get that same sound and then the thumping, and we all seen it in the trailers. And the arrival of Dr. Otto Octavius, played by none other than Alfred Molina himself. Oh my God, was this scene fucking incredible.
I know, I loved it.
It was so awesome. It was, and even though we've seen, I'd say probably 50% of that battle through promotional material.
Yep.
It was still incredible watching it start to finish on the big screen.
Yeah.
And,
well, Doc Ock, you know, he's just was brought here from the spell.
Right.
And he's
right.
thinking, this is Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Yeah. He put the suit on and, I like, you know, they're battling around and stuff, and there was a moment where he busted out the extra four legs.
Yeah.
The Iron Spider suit.
Yep.
And Doc Ock looks at his one tentacle, and he's like, it looks like we have competition.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that part.
That was cool. He's like, where's my machine, Peter?
And then I liked how they ended the battle. I was curious.
Yeah.
Not only one, I was curious about how Doc Ock gets the nanotech.
Yeah.
Because we've seen in the promotional material the different colored tentacles.
Yes.
Right? So we knew something was going to go down. So he ripped a hunk of it off of his chest, and it instantly absorbed into his tentacles and upgraded them.
Yeah.
Or so he thought.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Peter all bound up underneath the bridge, and he slams him up against that pillar, and he busts out on his one tentacle, and we've seen this in the Raimi films.
Yeah.
That blade.
Yes.
That comes out.
Yeah.
And he was getting ready to stab Peter in the chest, and the nanotech moved from his face to his chest to protect him.
Yeah.
And that was the moment that he realized that wasn't the same Peter Parker.
Yes.
And, like, you could tell he was confused, and then Peter's like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, he has no idea. And then right after that, Peter, how did he realize that he could control the nanotech?
I think he just knew.
He knew he could.
Because he has the damn control pad for it, and he's like, I'm going to give this a shot. Because Peter Parker is a genius.
Yes, he is.
And they never really fleshed that out very well.
In the Andrew Garfield ones, they did.
Pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
That was one of the better aspects of those movies.
Yeah, but we see that Peter, he's now able to control the tentacles on Doc Ock.
And that was funny, too.
And Doc Ock was pissed off, man. Pissed off.
So he takes control, and they end up back up on the bridge. And
then what? Go ahead.
They're back up on the bridge, and Peter goes back into his, you know, regular outfit, and he's talking with Octavius, and Octavius is still, like, kind of radical at this moment. And that's when he gets the spider sense again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we get the reveal of Green Goblin. And
yeah.
Pumpkin Bomb comes rolling in.
Yep.
And from the in the cloud of smoke, Green Goblin came in on his fucking glider. Our crowd was like,
yep,
freaking out, dude. It was so awesome.
Oh, we skipped a part, actually.
Okay. Well, okay. It's all right. We can jump around a little.
The first time that the crowd in our theater went wild, and it actually started with you, was when Peter, when him and MJ first went to his apartment, we got the reveal of Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did skip that. Charlie Cox.
Yep. He was.
This is when we found out Peter's pretty much good to go legal wise.
Yeah.
They got him out of everything with the drones and all that shit. So he's not going to jail.
Charlie Cox is, he's the lawyer for Peter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That was awesome.
But then we find out that a lot of this legal shit's getting turned back towards Happy. Because and the remaining Stark Company.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I think is going to lean in heavy on the Armor Wars series that we're going to get. I think this upcoming year sometime.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I just thought about that. Sorry, folks.
It's all good.
Right when the green back to oh, the,
no no just
what
Charlie Cox.
Okay.
There was the one part where they were sitting there at the table.
Talking,
and the brick came through the wall, or through the window.
Yeah, somebody threw it from outside.
And he catches it, and he's blind, and Peter, I love the way Peter was looking at him like, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm a really good lawyer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
But, yeah, back...
It was kind of cheesy, but I liked it.
I know, it was awesome. Everybody was laughing and clapping. Yeah. Back to the bridge, though, when Green Goblin comes through the clouds, all of a sudden we see...
Well, Octavius, he goes, he says, Osborn?
Yeah.
And then we get, like, that like,
flash.
Side wipe or whatever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Peter, he went through a portal, and he's back in the Sanctum.
Mm-hmm.
And Octavius is locked up.
Yeah.
He's behind bars. And we find out that so is Lizard.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps at him.
Well, it was like an invisible barrier that Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it was a magical prison.
Mm-hmm.
And, damn it.
Lizard?
Lizard. We find Doctor Strange got him. And I was kind of upset we didn't get to see exactly how that all happened because Doctor Strange was bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
He had blood coming out of his head,
and he
was pretty aggravated, like he just went through some shit.
Yeah, he's pissed off.
And we never see that.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
You know, I would have liked to have seen something there,
mm-hmm.
even if it was short, whatever. Yep. Anyway, they got Octavius locked up and Lizard.
Yeah.
And we find out that through that spell, that before he was able to contain it,
mm-hmm.
The spell didn't erase the minds of people, but instead anybody that knew the identity of Peter Parker was drawn into this universe.
Yes,
that's it. Before he was able to contain it, a few were slipped through.
Yep.
So, being Otto Octavius, Lizard, and more as we go down the line. And Doctor Strange is telling him that, he's going to have to fucking clean this mess up.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's when he invites MJ and Ned
mm-hmm.
to the Sanctum. Ned, that's where he reveals, he's all excited. I can't believe I'm here, in the Sanctum and everything. And he says, my grandma says that we have a little bit of magic in our family. And... Mm-hmm. That right there, people were kind of like, ooh.
That was like a little hint.
Yeah.
Things coming.
Hobgoblin.
I don't think we ain't got it up here, but when he goes after Electro.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's when Doctor Strange told the three of them, Scooby-Doo this shit.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo this shit.
Yep.
He brings Ned and MJ to the Sanctum, and he gives them a place to work down in the basement where all the other bad guys are. And, What they were How'd they figure out where the hell he was going to go? Were they getting some kind of readings or something?
Something, yeah. Something happened where there was, like, something in that electric field place or
right.
whatever the they hell knew, it was. Yeah. Power plant type of thing. Yeah, yeah.
Peter he takes off. Ned and MJ, they're both the man in the chair now.
Yep.
Hanging out at the sanctum. Peter goes out to this power line area, and that's when we get the reveal of Electro. And
yes.
he, like, morphs in through all the electricity out there. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool how they did this.
Yeah.
And they instantly go to battle with each other.
Well, that's when Sandman comes,
right.
too.
Electro sees him and attacks him.
Yeah.
And the sand comes up to block it. Because the last we've seen in, this is the Spider-Man 3, mm-hmm. Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3 version of Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
They were on good terms.
Yeah.
And he's like, Peter, it's me.
Hayden Christensen, right? Or not Hayden Christensen. My God.
Thomas Hayden Church.
That's it.
Yeah.
I did Hayden.
Not Anakin Skywalker.
I know. Brain fart. Sorry. All good. Sorry.
He's like, Peter, it's me.
Yeah.
Right? And they're, you know, they work together
yeah.
to stop Electro.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty cool sequence that they had right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Because he was like, look, I'm Peter, but I'm not, you know, he's like, what? What do you mean you're not the same Peter?
He goes, I'm Peter, but I'm not your Peter.
Yeah.
He goes, what do you mean you're not my Peter?
He's yeah. like, look, I'm a good guy, basically. You know?
There was a lot of good moments with the multiple Peters and shit. But yeah.
Yeah.
They eventually end up stopping them.
Yeah.
Because Peter destroyed all the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an issue he ended up having to clean up later.
Yep.
There was a funny moment when Jamie Foxx was standing there, and he's like, so we're just going to pretend like I'm not standing here butt-ass naked? And Sandman's like, yep.
Yep.
And that's when he gets the electrician's jacket for him.
Yes. And then that's when Peter sends him to Dr. Strange.
Yep, he locks both of them right up.
That's right. Yep, he did.
They get back to the sanctum, and we got... four villains locked up at this point.
Yep.
And then we find that Peter gets a call.
From Aunt May.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it from her or from someone there?
No, it was from her. But
okay.
Right before this, that's when we see Norman Osborn. And you can hear him.
Yeah,
that
was a great scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the goblin mask
yes.
was hanging on a dumpster because he was in an alley, and you could see it was actually Norman, you know, fighting back and forth with the goblin mask, and he was saying, you know, no, you're not me, and I'm not you, and he was got so pissed
that
off.
That dual personality,
yes.
you know, that he had that
the good
battle
and the
with,
evil, yeah.
yeah. He had that battle with himself in the Raimi movies.
Yes, and he ends up getting so pissed off that he smashes the goblin
mask and runs
thinking,
away.
Thinking, all right, I'm done with him, because
well,
he smashed
you know,
it.
Yeah, it's symbolic.
Yes.
You know, he smashes the goblin
because he doesn't goblin realize.
Helmet, and he runs away, and he's Norman Osborn at this point.
Yes.
And we find out that he goes to the feast shelter, and he meets Aunt May,
mm-hmm.
and May contacts Peter, and Peter goes right into a panic.
Yeah.
And he runs there, and... we find out that they're, like, just chilling and talking.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people didn't understand this, too, which I now understand, and it's conveyed in the movie. Norman Osborn thinks that, you know, if the goblin mask is destroyed, then he's done with the goblin, but he doesn't realize, and other people kind of got this, too, the goblin's inside of him. It's not
right.
just the suit.
It's right.
part of him, and
yeah.
Norman doesn't realize that himself.
I never even thought about that.
Well, I've seen a bunch of videos
yeah.
where people...
No, I don't know. I don't think he thinks that... Because he took a serum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He
yeah,
took a
true.
Serum, and that's what created this.
Yeah. Well, anyways, but, like you said, it's actually Norman talking with Aunt May, and mm-hmm. he's confused, and he's scared, and he's like, there's no Oscorp there.
Yeah,
I went to my apartment, and it's not my apartment.
Someone else is living there,
yeah.
and my company doesn't exist. And
he was like a scared little boy that
yeah.
was lost.
Well, think about it. Like, somebody in a normal mentality, all of a sudden they're in an alternate universe and their life doesn't exist anywhere. You know, it'd be creepy.
Yeah, and he was actually like...
Because I know, like...
Like, he was looking for his son, too.
Let's say, hypothetically, I would get transferred to another universe.
Yeah.
The first thing I think I would do is try and find myself.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
I think that's the very first thing I would do is trying to find myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd be the only one that I'd be able to rationalize with.
Yeah.
You know, that would understand what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Well...
Or not understand, but, you know...
Yeah.
Well, anybody else be like, you're a fucking maniac. We're locking you up.
But yeah, like he was asking about his son too, you know, and he got upset about that because he couldn't find his son. And
Aunt
May basically tells Peter,
we got to help him.
Yeah, help him.
Right.
Because Peter's like, well, this is one of these guys I got to fucking capture. And
yeah, and he's like, this ain't my problem. We got to send him back, blah, blah, blah.
That's you right. Know? He did say, this isn't my problem.
Right.
And she tells him, yeah, it is. It is your problem. You know, you need to take care of it.
You gotta help these people, whatever. So he decides he's going to try and help these people.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes Norman back to the sanctum, and they walk in, and we get some more good discussion between all these villains.
Yep.
And we find out about both of them dying. Him dying and Octavius dying.
Yes.
Because Sandman was like, you died, and then you died, you know.
And that's when Jamie, or Electro, he was like, wait a minute, I didn't. And then he's like, wait, the last thing I remember. And then they're all, like, remembering.
Right.
What's the last thing you remember? Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, you know, and then that's when it, like, clicks. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, shit. So I don't want to go back because I'm going to be dead if I go back.
Strange shows up and instantly locks Norman up. Mm-hmm. And... he's like, we got them all here. We got this spell. We complete all this stuff, and we're gonna send them back. And Peter's like, well, they're gonna die.
Yeah,
right. And he's like, that's not our problem. Mm-hmm. We gotta send them back. They're a danger to reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Peter steals the box, and we go into the whole Peter versus Doctor Strange sequence, which was. Phenomenal.
Yes, it was. They went to the mirror dimension.
I really want to go try and catch this movie in 3D.
Yeah.
I heard that this sequence in 3D is just...
It looks like it would have been...
Bad shit crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, didn't Strange tell Peter, too, that, like, they have to go back because if you try to fuck with it, reality, like, their reality, if they go back and they're not how they're supposed to be, which would be... dead technically.
He never talked about that.
Oh
no,
I don't know why.
No, he said it's their fate though.
Their fate. Yeah. That's right.
He's like, this is their fate.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing we can do. We have to send them back.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Takes the box. We go through that whole like mirror dimension sequence or whatever, and ultimately Peter comes out on top. And he does so, and I love how they did it because they're starting to show how smart Peter is.
Yes.
All right. They've never highlighted this before in the MCU, and I'm glad that they finally are.
Yeah.
Peter Parker is a genius.
Oh yeah.
And he used geometry, used math to figure out all this shit, and shot all his webs and was able to tie up Strange.
Yeah, because Strange thought that he was going to be on top because he. All the magic, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it was in his, absolutely. Mm-hmm. He was overconfident. Spider-Man got a one-up on him, took his sling ring, and bounced.
Yep.
And we don't see Strange again until later.
Yeah, like towards the end.
Yeah. So then after that, Peter, he goes back, he gets all the villains, and he takes them to Happy's apartment.
That's right. Because he tells them, look, I don't want to let you guys die.
Right.
I can help you.
Exactly.
Let me help you try to find a way that you don't die.
Exactly.
We can fix you. We can cure you from all this shit that happened in your timeline, in your universe, you know?
And Peter got this handy Stark box.
Oh, yeah.
Back at Happy's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through a montage of Peter and the villains, and they're sciencing some shit up.
Yep.
And we see Otto Octavius and Norman Osborn talking with each other, and Electro and Sandman, they were talking with each other.
I was going to say, Norman and Otto, they end up talking because Otto's the first one that Peter is able to, because Norman helped him, remember? It was Norman helping Peter.
Yeah, they were all science and shit up.
Yeah, so Doc Ock was the first one that Peter cured.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, what was that thing in the back?
The inhibitor chip that he had in his neck in the Raimi universe got broken.
Yeah, it got fried.
And that's when the tentacles took over.
Yeah.
The tentacles have an AI, and the AI took control.
Yep.
They basically created a new inhibitor chip and installed it in his neck, and then Octavius was able to be in control. And he fought it to the last fucking moment.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't him. It was the tentacles. The tentacles are what
was in control. Didn't they say, like, he was in pain and everything, too?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, because inside, you know, his personality's fighting to get out. But the tentacles were 100% in control.
And it was like they had the mind of their own.
Yes.
Okay.
So they fix Dr. Octavius, and they're working on the serum mm-hmm. for Norman, and then we get the spider sense.
Yeah, and that part was really cool.
And this, I think, was probably from this point until after the sequence is probably my favorite part of the movie.
Yeah,
it's probably my favorite fight.
Yeah,
in the movie. We get the spider sense, and Peter stops everything he's doing,
mm-hmm.
and he starts looking around, and he knows something's off,
yeah,
right? And he starts walking through the apartment, and he's looking around, and he's looking at every single person. Jamie Foxx was even like, what are you staring at?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Him, Sandman, Doc Ock, all of them were like, what the fuck?
And then if you pay attention, Norman, he walks past the camera. He comes right past, and he walks over to the other side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter's looking around, and then he shuts his eyes, and he's like, all right, I just got to trust my instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And he spots it, and he knew it was Norman was gone.
Yeah.
And he fires his web, and he sticks his hand up to the wall, and Otto goes, Norman? And he looks right at him. He's like, Norman's on sabbatical, honey.
Well, we knew.
Love it.
We knew that Norman was gone when Doc Ock came in and Norman was, you know, writing shit on the board in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
This is before Peter senses went off when Otto said, it's good that you're you again. Mm-hmm. He said, it's going to be good that you're going to be you again.
Right.
And he goes, just me. Like, he said something like that, but it was the goblin voice.
Right. And yeah, you could tell prior that something was off with
him. Yeah, yeah. And but, I thought, oh, shit, here we go.
We get a little dialogue between Peter and Goblin and
Aunt May at this point. Like, she sees.
She grabs the serum.
Yep.
And she's working her way out of there, and then Peter says, May, run.
Yeah.
And as soon as she takes off running, Electro reaches out, and he could sense the arc reactor that was inside that Stark machine running it.
Yep.
He knew it was there, and he knew it was different, and he knew it was strong, and he knew he wanted it.
Yep.
Even before
mm-hmm.
he could sense it, first thing he did is he sucked that thing up, and he stuck that on his chest.
Yeah.
And that was like an instant upgrade for him.
Yeah.
He was on fucking overload.
Yeah, he didn't want that inhibitor or whatever.
Up until this point, the conversation between him and Sandman was changing Sandman's mind, which he was already teetering.
Yeah.
And, you know, Norman says that, you know, these aren't curses, they're gifts.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And Peter gets the fucking shit kicked out of him.
Yeah, he does.
He gets the shit whooped out of him. And honestly, I didn't expect this kind of hand-to-hand combat between Goblin and him in this film.
No.
I didn't.
No.
There was a moment where Goblin picked Spider-Man up and like jackknifed him down onto the ground, and they went through like three floors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was like, holy fuck.
I know. I felt so bad for him.
And then he tries to go outside to get away. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he goes outside, the helicopters light him up. Jameson's like, I got you, fucker. And then here comes Lizard flying down, grabs him up, and chucks him right back inside.
Yep.
Where the goblin was.
Yep. And I thought, oh, fuck. And eventually it led to, they were down like in the lobby of the building.
Yep.
And it looked like Peter was about to get killed. And that's when May stepped in.
Goblin was beating the fuck out of him. Mm-hmm. And then May came and was like, let him be.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter could hardly even speak. And he's just trying to tell her to run.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, don't, May, please run.
Yep.
Don't. And May's like, I'm going to try and do, well, she stabbed him with the serum.
Yeah. But we found out that serum was fake.
The serum was fake because he created it.
Mm-hmm.
And Norman, you know, jumping up a little bit, Norman, he had his glider on the way.
Yeah.
And that thing shot, it hit her so hard. That thing came through the wall and hit Aunt May. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I knew it. Like, I was like, oh, she's done.
Yeah.
It hit her so hard. And then, you know, Goblin hops up on the thing. And he chucks a fucking bomb at her.
Pumpkin bomb, yep.
But Peter was able to stop it.
Yeah.
He jumps at it and he stops it. And then he goes and he gets May and he gets her up. And I'm like, oh, she's banged up, but she's all right.
Yeah, she's like, come on, let's just get the hell out of here, you know. And because they were talking back and forth and she said, we're good. We just, you know, got on our asses, you know, she said something like that, and she was like, let's just get the hell out of here, and he's like, yeah, and they started walking away, and I was like, whew. But then all of a sudden, she fucking falls.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell, like, she was really hurt, and I'm like, oh, no, and as soon as she fell,
Peter looked at his hand, he seen the blood.
Yeah, I cried so fucking hard.
And you know, it was a sad moment, and it's sad to see her go, but kudos to Marvel for the way that they did it. The first two iterations of Spider-Man, we got Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
We got, in the very first film of each series, we had the death of Uncle Ben. Mm-hmm. And in each series, we got the, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We never got that. We know he had an Uncle Ben and Uncle Ben died, right? We never seen it.
No.
Because that Uncle Ben was not this Peter's Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And we grew
to love Aunt May.
To know and to love the character of Aunt May through three films plus, like, she was in Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
So over these films, we developed a connection to this character. And then, you know, then they kill her off in this one, and it's, we feel what Peter feels. As an audience, you know, not exactly, but it puts us in more of a mindset of, like, we sympathize with Peter more. We cry. We cry in the theaters.
Yep.
You know?
She was the one in this one, right before she went down. She said, with great power
also
comes
great responsibility, which is actually the original line from the comic book, is with great power also comes great responsibility. Sam Raimi shortened it in his version of Spider-Man, and they kept it for Andrew Garfield's. This one, they went back to the original iteration.
Yeah.
And then, you know, looking at these first three Spider-Man movies as his origin, you know, it makes sense for her to go now.
Yeah.
You know. And not in the first movie.
When he was like, he kept, you know, saying, May, what, like, and he never called her Aunt May. He always said May.
Yeah.
And he's going, May, what are you doing? What are you doing? Keep talking to me. Keep talking to me. And when he was doing that and like crying, and then I was just like, oh my God. It was like watching somebody of my family, you know, dying. Oh my God.
It was sad.
I cried.
It was
so
sad.
Hard.
Both our girls were teared up. I teared up.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Aunt May.
Yep. Yep.
And after this, Peter bounces for a little bit. He kind of just disappears. And nobody knows where he went. He's heartbroken, you know.
And at this point, MJ
blaming
and Ned.
And he's blaming himself.
Yes. And then we see Ned and MJ back at Ned's
place. Yeah,
Ned's place. They were actually holding the box.
Yes.
Because we forgot to say that Peter told, well, actually, MJ told Peter, if you're not back, you know, within a certain time or you let us know you're okay, she told all the villains, I'm pressing this button and you're going back.
Right.
And you're going to be dead when you go back.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, MJ, she's freaking out and she tells Ned, I'm going to push it because I don't know where he's at. Right. You know, we can't get a hold of him. And at this point, Ned has the, what's it?
The sling ring.
From Doctor Strange.
Yes.
And he's, you know, just playing with it on his finger. And he goes, I just want to see Peter. You know, I just wish Peter was
wish
here.
I could see Peter right now. Or yeah. Something like that. And there was like a little spark.
Yeah.
And he was like, what?
And MJ goes, do it again. Try it again.
And he starts kind of waving his hands. And he's like, I wish I could see Peter Parker. I wish I could see Peter Parker.
Yeah.
I wish I could see Peter Parker. And then this portal opens up.
And we see in the alleyway.
And it's a dark alleyway. And in the distance, I knew the silhouette.
Yep.
It was unmistakable.
Yep.
The way all three Spider-Men stand.
And walk, yep. They all have different stances, yeah.
And he turns around, sees this portal and starts running towards it. And, like, he runs right at it and jumps in, and he's looking, and he takes his mask off, and it's Andrew Garfield.
And the whole theater was,
and
whoa!
Everybody lost their fucking mind.
I know, and MJ and Ned were like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Peter Parker, you know? And they're like, what? Like, they were so freaking confused.
So awesome.
And then, you know, she's telling him.
He's like, well, prove it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, I'm not going to do anything. And she was throwing bread at him.
Yeah, bread.
And eventually, he jumps up and he just sticks his one hand to the ceiling.
Yeah, and she's like, no, I want you to crawl.
Yeah.
You know, crawl. He's like, I'm not crawling across the ceiling. And like,
That's when Ned's mom or grandma
yeah.
came in and asked about getting the cobwebs.
Up in the corner.
In the corner.
And he goes, all right.
I was laughing so hard.
And he did. He crawled along the ceiling, and he got that cobweb for her in the corner.
He's wrapping them up on his hands.
I know. It was so funny.
That was
so then,
funny.
After that, Ned does it again. Because he's like, all right, well, this isn't our Peter.
Right,
let's try for our Peter.
Try again.
And he did it. And all of a sudden.
And it took a couple times, and another portal opened.
But this time, it wasn't Spider-Man we see.
It was just a guy.
Just a guy, and he turns around and.
Tobey Maguire. God damn, he got old.
Yeah.
He got old.
Yep.
But yeah, everybody lost their shit. Again, everyone's cheering. And he steps through, and they have some really good conversation between the two Spider-Men.
Yep.
And they're looking at each other, and he goes, wait a minute. That's not your friend. And then that's when they both kind of stare at each other, and they're eyeing each other up. And then they both shoot webs at each other, and they both flip and shit.
Yeah, it's
pretty
cool.
Pretty awesome.
Well, they're all having a conversation, and, you know, Ned and MJ talking to them, and they say, well, where would he go? You know, what's like his, almost like his sanctum? You know, like, where does he go when he needs to think, you know? Mine was the Empire State Building.
Right.
Mine was the, what was the other?
The Chrysler Building,
yeah.
Yeah.
And MJ, then it clicks with her, and we see that Peter is on the school building, right?
Mm-hmm.
On top of the school building where him and her were laying.
Right.
And so they come, and Ned and MJ are just hugging Peter. You know, we can see he's just a mess.
He's destroyed at this moment.
I feel so bad for him. And he actually, like, MJ said something like, don't be upset with us or something along those lines. And he looks up and we see, and I thought that was such a cool shot when they look up and we see the two, we see Andrew and Toby, and they are on the top, like tippy top
of
the building looking down at him.
Yeah.
And it looks so cool. I love that shot.
Right.
And they, you know, web down, and they give him, you know, a pep talk.
Right.
And this is where they were shocked, because that's when our Peter says that May said, with great power also.
Yeah, and then Toby finished it, comes great responsibility.
Yep.
And then, you know, I think this is when Andrew Garfield talks about him going to a dark place after yes. Gwen died.
Yes.
Yep. And he said that he had stopped pulling his punches.
Yep.
I forget which story it was, but there was a line in the comics where Peter Parker, you know, Spider-Man, stopped pulling his punches. And he was ruthless.
Yeah.
He was killing people.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe that's what Andrew was talking about.
Very, very possible.
And then Toby was talking about his dark place after mm-hmm. Uncle Ben died.
Right.
And, you know, he was just filled with rage. And eventually they go and they start to make a plan. They go mm-hmm. to the school lab.
I love this. All three Peters sciencing it up.
Yep. It was really cool.
And we get the, they were talking about the differences between their web shooters.
And that's when they seen Toby
yeah.
shoot, and they were like, where did that come from? Like, how did you do that? And
right.
he's like, it's just in me. And then they're like, and the Toby's like, wait a minute, you don't have this? And they're like, no, we have to make ours.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It was so cool. And yeah, they were all like jacking around, telling
stories.
That
was the first time they talk about it. And they talk about it again when they're up on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when Peter was like, does it come out anywhere else? That was funny.
Just your wrist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're sciencing some shit up. Toby says that he's thought about this serum for a long time.
For Osborn.
Because you got to figure, this Toby's got 20 years mm-hmm. Since he had to kill Norman Osborn, right?
You mean this Peter?
What'd I say?
This Toby.
This Toby. Well, same thing. Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
But no, he states that he's thought about this, mm-hmm. you know, because why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If he could have given him a serum, he wouldn't have had to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And if he didn't have to kill him, then his best friend would have never fucking turned into a goblin too and wanted to, you know, kill him.
Everything could have been different.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So they create that serum, and then Andrew Garfield.
The lizard.
He says, I've cured him once. I can do it again.
Yeah.
So they make all this shit up. They figure out how they're going to do everything for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they decide to kind of, bait them at the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah. The three Spider-Men go to the Statue of Liberty, and Ned and MJ are staying at the school lab
mm-hmm.
because Ned says, you know, I could just do the portal if, you know, with part of their plan.
They started off at the Statue of Liberty, and then they were going to go to the school, but then Ned couldn't close the portal.
Oh.
Yeah, because they had the box there at the Statue of Liberty. With that and the combination of having the box there at the beginning and Peter calling in to the news. And
That's
he
right.
says, hey, you know, blah, 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 I'm going to need everybody's help. I'm sorry I brought these fucking people here.
That's right. That's right. Yep.
So that draws the villains in. And then as soon as they show up, Ned creates a portal to go to the school.
Yep.
But then he can't close it.
Well, we didn't see right then and there that he couldn't close it. He couldn't close it when they threw the box in and when the lizard was coming. And MJ's like, okay, mm-hmm. close it. Ned's like, I'm trying. Right. You know?
Yeah. And yeah. Then, you know, and that was kind of cool too, because they had the lizard. He eventually made it into the school and it was chasing him around.
Mm-hmm.
And that was similar to the Amazing Spider-Man that they fought in a school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, That's right. Maybe with the assets that they used, because I did find out that they used assets from Spider-Man 3 for Sandman
mm-hmm.
and assets from The Amazing Spider-Man for Lizard
mm-hmm.
Because, one, they couldn't get those actors on set.
Yeah.
Thomas Hayden Church was working on other projects, but he was able to voice
yeah.
everything.
Exactly.
Which is another reason why he was sand the entire time,
mm-hmm.
right? Same thing with Lizard.
Yeah.
Those were all recycled assets from deleted scenes and yada, mm-hmm. yada. The transformation, when they do finally turn him back, is the exact shot, but a different camera angle.
Okay.
From the Amazing Spider-Man whenever he had turned him back.
I was about to say, what about Sandman? Because it kind of looks like Sandman was the, like, almost whenever he turned back into, you know, himself.
Mm.
Kind of looked like the same from Spider-Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do that too? Or was he actually there shooting for Sandman?
No, I think that was recycled assets.
Yeah, I was about that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
It looked like him in the sand pit thingy in the third one.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, back to
I started hearing vocals on the background music, so I had to change that.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Well, back to before this whole battle ensued, there was a really cool part when they were waiting for the villains to get there, the three of them, the conversation between them.
Mm.
You know, they like to Toby
when he asked about if the web came out somewhere else.
And remember he was like, they were all like cracking, limbering up and stuff. And he's like, oh, my back, you know,
he was cracking his back because Spider-Man 2 almost got canceled.
Yeah.
Because while he was filming Seabiscuit, he fell off a horse or something and fucked his back up pretty bad in real life.
Yeah.
And that's where in Spider-Man 2, we got that scene where he was like, oh, my back.
Yeah.
My back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did it again here, you know.
Yeah. And I remember Andrew was like, you want me to crack it for you?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And he does it.
Yeah.
And it's the same way that we crack each other's backs.
Hell yeah.
With the cross in the arms. It works.
Yep.
And as soon as he did it, he's like, better. And he's like, yeah, wow. I feel good, you know?
I liked when they were giving Andrew the pep talk.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, no, you're amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing, man. You're amazing.
Toby was like, thanks. You are amazing.
I really needed that.
Yeah.
And that was because he got a lot of backlash in real life from the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because, like, a lot of people, like, they didn't... A lot of people, they look at a film, and they look at the actor, and if the film's bad, it's that guy's fault.
That's the thing. Andrew Garfield is an amazing actor.
Absolutely.
It's not his fault that the writing and the execution of those films sucked.
Honestly, out of all the Spider-Man movies, I think his suit's the best.
Yes.
He was the best-looking Spider-Man.
But Tom Holland's eyes are my favorite. How, like, the suit
they move
eyes.
And yeah.
That's my favorite.
That's pretty cool.
But, yeah, as far as the suit goes, yes, Andrew Garfield's suit is the best one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Yeah, after the conversation and everything, that's when, you know, we get them battling the villains, and there was a funny part because they were kind of getting their asses kicked, and they all like come together at one point and they're like, this isn't working out. And our Peter was like, because we're not working as a team, you know,
right.
We need to work as a team. And Andrew and Toby were like, we've never worked as a team, like, we're always on our own doing this. And
because I don't want to like one up you guys, but I was an Avenger.
And Toby was like, no way, really? What the hell's an Avenger?
It's like a band? And Andrew's like, were you in a band?
He's like, listen, I've done this. Follow my lead, you know?
Right.
And then they end up working together. I thought that was really cool when they all, like, swung in together. And they were, like, swinging off each other's webs.
That
was cool.
They were trying to figure out what they were going to call each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, all right, you're going to be Peter 1, Peter 2, Peter 3. And Andrew's like, Peter 3! You know?
I thought it was funny.
That was funny. But yeah, they all did that crazy bounce swing in.
Yeah.
And that's when we got the shot of the three villains, Electro, Sandman, and Lizard, on one side, and the other three on the other side, and they jump at each other.
Yep.
And somewhere in all this mass confusion of battles and shit, we get Electro kind of kicking the shit out of all the Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, we seen the tentacle arm come up and grab one of the Spider-Men, and then a tentacle arm came up, grabbed the other one, and he's holding Toby and Andrew and playing the bad guy. And Electro's like, glad to see you finally came around.
Yeah.
Right? And
I knew Doc Ock was good.
You know, Toby's like, Octavius, no, what are you doing? And then all of a sudden, he turns, his tentacle goes and grabs a fucking thing off of his chest.
Yeah.
And he instantly powers down and he grabs the dampener and throws that on there and he lets the other Spider-Man down. It was a good bait.
Was it at that point when he looked at it and he goes, the power of the sun in my hand?
It could have. At some point, he says that.
Yeah.
And I think he took it with him.
I think so too. Yeah.
I think he took that fucking thing with him.
But it was cool because after he set the two down, Toby takes his mask off and Doc Ock goes, it's a pleasure to see you, my boy. Mm-hmm. You know, and
how you doing?
Yeah, it was cool because
and Toby says, trying to do better.
Mm-hmm.
It was the exact same conversation they had in Spider-Man 2.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was really cool. And then that was when
we're jumping all over. It's all good.
I know. It doesn't matter. Anyways, that's when we see Doctor Strange come back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He portals back in and Ned opens a portal.
That's right.
Ned opens a portal, not knowing to where or when or whatever, and Doctor Strange steps through, aggravated as shit, right? What did he say? He said he's been strung up for the last 12 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, and I think he said 10 hours.
He goes, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he goes, Mr. Strange, sir, please, his plan's working. Look. Yeah. And he looks down, and that's when
Lizard.
He was turning Lizard back.
Mm-hmm.
And Strange was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then ain't that when we find out about, or Strange realizes that Ned created these portals?
Yeah, that's when.
And he was like, huh.
Yeah, he was impressed.
Yeah, he was.
Impressed, yeah.
And I think he was impressed with everything that was happening in that moment,
yes,
right? Because he comes back and he's like, holy fuck, the kid's actually pulling this shit off.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what happens next. A lot of things happened.
Well, that's when
they were trying to get the box back to Strange.
Yes.
Right? And they're throwing the box to Strange, and that's when Goblin swooped in and grabbed it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They grabbed it, and they instantly were able to get it back from him.
Yes.
And they instantly got it back from him, got it to Strange, and at the last moment, all three Spider-Man senses went off, and they were like, wait, and they turned the box, and you could see the pumpkin bomb that he had planted inside of it.
Yep.
And it goes off, and in that moment, that's when the spell explodes.
Yes, and they all go, the whole fucking Statue of Liberty comes.
Top of the scaffolding blows apart, and that shield comes crashing down, just ripping everything to shreds.
And that's when MJ goes flying backwards off of it.
And she falls.
Our Peter goes diving down to go get her.
Yeah, it was just like the trailer, what we see in the trailer.
Yep.
She falls, and Tom Holland's Peter jumps after her.
And we see his
hand reaching for hers. And here comes Goblin.
The glider takes him out. She's still falling. We see Andrew look down, and this was his redemption moment. And he jumps, and he
reacted so fast.
Yep, and he caught her.
And he even put his hood on.
Yeah, he did. Because
he didn't have his hat, hood on, and he put it on as he jumped.
Yeah, and the cool thing was he didn't catch her with the web. He actually dove down.
He caught her
in his arms.
And then webbed.
And then webbed because he realized.
He webbed Gwen Stacy.
Mm-hmm. And that's when.
And it was a combination of, obviously she hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. That was a hard hit.
In the comics, it was found out that it was the stopping, like the sudden stop.
Yeah.
It wasn't her hitting the ground. It was the sudden stop of him stringing her up, and there was no elasticity to it, and she just snapped.
Oh, God.
So.
Horrible. Well, it was cute because he saved MJ, and they get to the bottom of the ground.
I looked over. I seen you and the girls all tearing up.
Yep. And he was like, he goes, hi, are you okay? And he was like actually tearing up.
Yeah.
Because it was like he finally got his moment. He finally saved.
Well, and it wasn't, he was thinking of her.
Yeah.
He was thinking of Gwen in that moment.
Yeah.
And like.
It was sweet.
I'm sure he was reliving it in that moment.
But he got his redemption.
Yeah.
And I thought it was sweet.
It was good. And it was like, we all knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah. We knew it was going to be Andrew that saved him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually seeing it all play out, it was just, it was amazing.
Phenomenal.
It was so good.
Yeah. Well, at this point.
And we see Peter.
Yeah.
Back to the goblin, and Peter's like kind of wedged into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he's punching at the glider.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he ends up ripping a hunk of the glider off, and he jams one of the goblin's own bombs into it.
Yep.
And it explodes. And they both come crashing down on the overturned shield.
Yep.
Because they were putting a Captain America shield on the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, yeah.
And that obviously came crashing down, and it was flipped over, and they landed on that. Oh, my God. I love Willem Dafoe in this movie. I don't know if I've said this yet.
I say it all the time.
Oh, I loved him in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Peter Parker. Too weak to send me home to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking phenomenal.
And while all this is going on, reality is starting to shatter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're amazing visuals.
Yeah.
During this part, Doctor Strange is still up on top of the Statue of Liberty.
Yep.
And we, in the trailer, you've seen those purple streaks.
Mm-hmm.
These purple streaks are opening up, and like the one that we've seen that got real big, and it, like you could see the city, and it was like everything just shattered.
Yeah.
It was so fucking wild, and behind it was like this purple glow,
mm-hmm.
and in a couple moments, we start seeing these figures.
It was like silhouettes.
Silhouettes.
Yep.
And out of the, I seen Kraven the Hunter, mm-hmm. I seen Rhino, I know there was, some other people have pointed a few other ones out, but while we were watching it, those are the two I noticed.
Yeah, I just seen
some
all
of them,
these different.
They were hard to tell.
I just seen all these silhouettes.
I think Doc Ock was in one of them too.
Somebody
wasn't he?
Said they seen tentacles.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was crazy because it was just tons of silhouettes.
Right,
and that was probably all kinds of villains.
Well, like Doctor Strange had said earlier when they were in the mirror dimension, mm-hmm. he says if that spell gets loose. He goes, everybody in the multiverse, everybody out there that knows who Peter Parker is, Spider-Man, if that spell gets loose, they're all coming here.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's when we get, they're starting to come through and I can't stop them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's shooting different magic to try and close these rifts that keep opening up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then back to Peter and Goblin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're fighting.
Yep.
And this was a decent battle. I like the apartment battle more.
Mm-hmm.
But,
This one is where Peter was kicking the shit.
Peter tells him, he goes, nah, I wanted to save you to kill you myself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they fight, and it was pretty fucking awesome. I think this is where we got the, they talked about how this PlayStation game move was going to show up in the movie.
Okay.
You remember the Spider-Man game?
Mm-hmm.
There was a move that he did in that game, and remember when he jumped up in the air and he threw two webs down and then pulled himself back down?
Yeah.
That was from the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a cool fucking move.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He beat the hell out of Goblin and then grabbed his glider.
And he was gonna
kill him.
He was ready to stab him.
He was getting ready to come down on him, and Toby jumps in and stops him.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was just looking at him like, don't do it.
We don't need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he calms him down, and they put the glider down, and Toby gets stabbed in the back by the goblin.
Yep. And our Peter was like, no!
We should have seen it coming.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's when he got him with the serum, right?
Andrew threw it to Tom.
That's right.
And then Tom injected him with it.
Yeah.
And then that was the end of the goblin.
Yeah.
Right?
But no worries, Toby's okay.
And then we find out, he goes, I'm all right, I've been stabbed before.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think there was some rewriting going on there.
Okay.
Because originally, I think Toby Maguire wanted his Spider-Man to get killed off.
Oh, really?
And they were going to kill him off in that moment, but they changed it, and I'm glad they did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked that.
No.
No.
So that goblin's down. Peter goes up to, he's like, I gotta go see what Doctor Strange is up to. He goes up there. And he asks him, he goes, if we complete this spell, you know, make the world forget Peter Parker, will that stop this? And then he says, yeah, that'll stop it. But he goes, well, everybody that loves you will forget you. We, and he kind of stopped himself and then completed his sentence. And it was kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. That Dr. Strange admitted that he also loves mm-hmm. Spider-Man. You know, he goes, well, yeah. we're all going to forget. But yeah, that would work. And Peter's do it.
But see, this is a thing. I guess I misheard it because I thought in the beginning the original spell was, I wish for everybody to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Right.
So why wouldn't they just forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man, but they made it so they forgot Peter?
It was a broken spell.
You know?
For one. Okay. It was a broken spell, and, I mean, they have to get to the to where they want this character to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the broken spell, the solution was to make the world forget Peter Parker because the way it broke, it was like everybody that knew Peter Parker with Spider-Man got drawn in. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can make it make sense.
I know. You know, a lot of people were saying that. They said, why did, you know, it was supposed to be they forgot that Peter Parker was Spider-Man.
Right.
But why'd they make it that everybody just didn't know who Peter was?
Gotta get the character to where we want him.
Yeah.
Right?
And then I cried again
just like the pre-spell tutorial.
I know.
You know?
And then I cried again because, of course, you know, he tells Doctor Strange to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down and he says goodbye to MJ and Ned. And MJ he finally said, I loved you.
And he tells him, he's like, I'll find you. Mm-hmm. I'll make you remember.
And she was right? like, you better. And then he was going to say, I love you. And she said, don't tell me now. Tell me when you find me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know. So mad.
So Doctor Strange completes the spell. He says bye to Ned and MJ. Before that, he had said bye to the other Spider-Men.
That's right.
And they had the hug.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty awesome. And then he leaves. Peter swings up and away, and Doctor Strange completes the spell, and everything goes back to normal, except the world doesn't know Peter Parker ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
They remember Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. They've done similar things in the comic books, and because one of the biggest questions, and even me, is like, what about all the digital archive media?
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was all these news stories.
The police files.
Police, did those all disappear? No. Or do people just ignore them?
And then there's people out there that believe that Doctor Strange still knows who he is. He put something in his spell to make him
maybe
the only one.
Maybe, but he couldn't fuck with that spell too much.
I know.
They couldn't fuck with it anymore.
Well, that's what some people were saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They couldn't fuck with it anymore.
Yeah.
That was the problem in the first place, was fucking with the spell.
Well, the one thing that everybody noticed, and I noticed, and you noticed as well, at the end, when Peter, you can see it's around Christmas time, mm-hmm. and he's going into MJ's shop.
Right.
And he has this paper with everything written down because he's going to tell them, you know, hey, it's me, blah, blah, blah. And he goes in and he sees MJ and Ned and they're bullshitting. And Peter has a smile on his face and MJ comes up to him like she doesn't know who he is. Can I help you? You know, and he's getting ready to, he orders a coffee and then he's getting ready to tell her and she pulls her hair back and he sees a Band-Aid on her forehead.
Right.
And he's like, and he doesn't say it, you know, but she's still wearing the necklace that he gave her, the broken Black Dahlia.
Broken necklace. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still has it on.
So why is she still wearing it? A lot of people said they're thinking deep down she may know something or remember something. I don't know.
It's like that necklace, she knows it's her daily routine to put this thing on. She doesn't know why. She doesn't even think about it.
She just does it.
And she obviously, she's not going to question it because she likes it.
Mm-hmm.
She loves broken things. She said it before,
mm-hmm.
you know. And she's obviously worn it every day up until this point. She's just going to keep wearing it.
Yeah.
Without even question, without even a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you know, you get up in the morning and you brush your teeth and mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't wake up and think, brushing my teeth.
Why am I brushing
my teeth? Why am I brushing my teeth? Who taught me this? Who showed me how to do this?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I hear you.
Do
you think that in the future, Spider-Man movies,
which he's signed, I believe, for 3 more solo films plus 2 event
mm-hmm.
movies. So
yeah, what I'm saying is, do you think in the future he will get back to MJ and Ned and they'll remember?
Not right away, obviously.
Yeah.
Personally, myself, I'd like to see Peter Parker go through a film, maybe 2,
mm-hmm.
without them.
To get
completely, completely. Bring in Gwen Stacy for a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's send Peter to college, and he's going to school, and he's trying to make extra money as a freelance photographer.
Get his own little arc.
He links
by
up
himself.
With Jameson because Jameson's paying the most for Spider-Man photos, mm-hmm. right? And he lives life without them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere along the lines in number, in the, 2 or 3, they're going to come back into his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to have an established relationship with Gwen Stacy, which is there's going to be your personal romantic trouble,
mm-hmm.
right? Who do I go with?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the Spider-Man spectrum, I think they're setting Ned up to be a villain one day in the future.
I think that's why they made him forget.
Right. It's going to be easier to make him a villain.
Mm-hmm.
He's been Hobgoblin in the comic books. Hobgoblin has used magic in the comic books as well. At one time, he trained under Dormammu.
Okay.
And for the dark arts. You know what I mean? So that we have a Ned in the MCU that is magical.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't know Peter Parker anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And down the road.
Could you see them becoming friends again?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be one of them things where it's like at first they don't know who each other are.
Yeah.
In costume.
Yeah.
They're going to be running into each other in costume and battling each other in costume. And then it won't be till later that they find out that who's wearing the costumes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see. And then that will be the MCU Green Goblin, because they're not going to recast a Green Goblin.
No.
I don't see a Norman Osborn in the MCU. I don't see it.
Nobody else could play Norman Osborn either.
No.
It's Willem Dafoe's.
But Goblin's an awesome character. Let's make Ned the next Goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people are saying. I agree. Yeah.
We got a post-credit. We talked about it a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers for Venom, Let There Be Carnage, I guess. If you want to, you're worried about that mess.
That hot mess.
The movie was dog shit.
It was.
Anyway.
Disappointing.
In the post-credit scene of that film, we see Eddie Brock, Venom, sitting at a tropical resort, and he gets pulled in by the spell.
Yeah.
Into the MCU.
Mm-hmm.
In the post-credit scene of this film, we go back to the resort that we left him off at,
mm-hmm.
and he's at a bar, and he's clearly been drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like this.
Yeah, it was
seen
funny.
A little bit. He's questioning the bartender about like all this different shit that's happened in the MCU.
The blip,
and Endgame. Yep. He's Thanos. He's like this purple alien, and he was looking for stones. Aliens don't want stones; they want brains.
They need brains.
So he's like, by the end of it, he's like, well, maybe I need to go find this Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
And at that moment, the spell had been completed, and he gets sent back.
Yeah.
Right? But he leaves a little piece of the symbiote gets left behind.
Yeah.
Which kind of doesn't make sense to me.
No, me neither.
Like, why would that little piece be left?
Yeah.
It clearly isn't from this universe, right? Mm-hmm. It should have got sent back to, but whatever. We got to get our characters where we want them to be. So the little piece of symbiote's left behind. So obviously that's going to bond with that waiter that's right there.
Yeah, because it needs a host to survive.
And the last thing that that symbiote knows from its human counterpart was find Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to work its way to New York and find Spider-Man.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to find Spider-Man to bond with him? Or...
I can see them going through a black suit arc.
Okay.
Absolutely. And then getting a recast, either a variant and bringing Tom Hardy into the MCU as a variant, or getting a different version of Venom for the MCU.
Okay.
One of those two. I've heard people speculate that maybe Flash Thompson.
Yeah.
Because he became Agent Venom in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he's not going to the military. He's going to MIT.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Who knows?
At the very end of the movie, I forgot to mention this, we see Peter Parker gets an apartment.
Yeah.
And, you know, right at first, and I realized it wasn't, but at first I almost thought it was the same apartment as Tobey Maguire's.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't.
No, they're not going to do that.
But... It is run down. Mm-hmm. It's a cheap New York apartment.
Yep.
So, you know, you got those parallels there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we see that he kept the cup from MJ's work. The cup of coffee she gave him.
Yes.
And the Palpatine minifigure from Ned. From their Star Wars Legos.
Yeah.
That, you know, they did together.
A couple little totems, you know, to remember.
Yeah, and they said, I read it, the minifigure is a fond memory and a reminder to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Like symbolism.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Now.
All in all, I love this movie.
Absolutely. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
10 yeah. out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I love it. Yeah. I was not disappointed at all.
Me neither.
I do want to talk about the consequences of this, of the events of this movie, though.
Okay.
Okay. That are going to lead into what I believe our next big MCU movie, Multiverse of Madness, which we got a trailer for at the end of this movie. We'll talk more about all that in depth on the next episode.
Yeah.
But, the villains, right? The villains of this movie were all cured before they got sent back, mm-hmm. right? So they got sent back, and the things that were supposed to happen are not going to happen.
So that means that Doc Ock never created, you know, that machine or anything.
No. We learned in the movie roughly where he got pulled. And it was at that final battle.
So they go back to where they got pulled at.
That's what I would assume.
Okay.
They would go back to exactly where they came from.
Okay. Okay.
Right? So Doc Ock had the inhibitor chips back, and he took the arc reactor with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So there's a new branch reality mm-hmm. that has a Doc Ock with an arc reactor and is a good guy. And he goes back, so you got the events of Spider-Man 2 in a timeline that still happen, and then you have this new branch reality.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you have Electro. He had the dampener put on him and all that stuff, and he's getting sent back. Same with all of them. They were all cured, and they all got sent back. Every single one of those is a new branch reality. And we no longer have the TVA around to fucking mop that shit up.
Exactly. Right? Mm-hmm.
So this is all more contributing factors leading to the breakdown of the multiverse, right?
Yep.
The events of Loki, the events of WandaVision, the events of this film.
Yeah.
All leading to this breakdown. in the What If series, mm-hmm. in that Doctor Strange episode, mm-hmm. we learned about absolute points in time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The death of Christine Palmer in that reality was an absolute point in time that could not be changed.
Yeah, it was, she had to die.
Not to mention it couldn't be changed by Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
because if he changed it, then it would create a paradox.
Yeah.
Okay. Christine Palmer dies. That her death devastates Doctor Strange. He then goes to be to the Ancient One and goes through the training and becomes the Sorcerer Supreme, mm-hmm. right? If he goes back in time and saves her, then none of that shit would have happened, so it creates a paradox. So he wouldn't have been able to go back and save her in the first place, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
So when he does end up like absorbing all these demons and getting all this power, and he is able to stop this absolute point in time, it destroys that reality.
Yeah.
It just, everything just, it's like breaking down in this black, inky mess,
mm-hmm.
right? In that Multiverse of Madness trailer, and when that opening shot, we seen that.
Yeah.
He steps outside into New York City, and it's just a mangled mess, and there's that inky goo.
Yep. The black, inky goo.
Now, I'm wondering if any of these villains, I wonder if any of those were absolute points in time. Like, their deaths in those realities were absolute points in time.
Like,
and
they had to happen.
Right. And
now it's going to destroy that reality.
Yes. Yes. And it's just, you know, like a domino effect.
Yeah.
Right?
I have no freaking idea. No idea. But it's something to think about.
I'm so excited.
I know. And yes, at the very end of this movie, of course, we got the trailer for The Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
It's out on YouTube. You can watch it. And it looks like it's going to be a hell of a ride.
Oh, it looks bonkers.
It looks awesome.
Absolutely bonkers. That and
one,
I can't wait.
That one I have been so excited for.
Well, it got Scarlet Witch in it.
She's my favorite.
I know.
I love Wanda.
You get all wet for her.
Wanda Maximoff. Ow! Ow!
I know. I know. I'm excited. I still think she's going to be the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
I think it's going to have something to do with her kids.
Right.
While she's doing her witchy shit, she's going to hear her kids somewhere, and she's going to lose it because she's going to do everything she can to find her boys.
And I also, I don't care what anybody says, that I don't think that's Gargantos or whatever.
What?
That octopus looking creature.
Oh, yeah.
There's a hot debate mm-hmm. right now on whether that's Shuma-Gorath or if it's Gargantos.
Okay.
Shuma-Gorath is an interdimensional being
mm-hmm.
that is like Omega level strong.
Yeah.
And Gargantos is like he's just a sea monster with one eye.
Oh, okay.
Visually, I think it looks more like Shuma than it does Gargantos. And then
we'll find out.
There's a supposed toy leak, like a Lego leak
mm-hmm.
that says Gargantos on it. But I don't know. I'm still not buying it. I think it's Shuma.
I don't know.
And I think Shuma's playing a bigger role than we think.
But we're going to find out.
So
gotta wait and see.
All right, then. You're clearly done.
No, it's just I don't know what else to say.
Anything you want.
Like I said, I love this
potato
movie. Potato. I love this movie. It was definitely 10 out of 10 for me. And now I am very, very psyched for Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We're watching The Witcher.
We're watching The Witcher. Yep. Season 2.
We're going to get started on Book of Boba here later on today. We're going to watch that with the kids.
Yep.
After
Witcher is done, I want to move on to Lock and Key.
Lock and Key?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we got some shows to watch. We've been trying to keep up with the new episodes of Sunny.
Yeah.
We're a few behind on it, but
they're in Ireland.
So far, I'm loving this season.
it's funny.
Oh, what else? I watched The Matrix Reloaded, or not Reloaded, Resurrections.
I didn't see it. You said you watched it by yourself that
yeah,
one
we'll,
night.
We'll talk about that on the next episode. And the hell else have I seen lately? What the hell was that name of that show with Paul Rudd on Apple TV Plus? The Shrink Next Door.
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yep.
I finished watching that.
Did you?
It's all right. It wasn't bad. It's not a bad story.
It seemed like you were more into it towards the beginning.
Yeah. Like I was kind of...
Now you're like, it's all right.
Well, I finished it, and I don't know. I didn't really care how it ended.
Mm.
But that's neither here nor there. The series as a whole,
mm-hmm.
I'd recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably, we'll talk about it in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've seen something else here recently too, but I don't know. Figured out. Been playing Borderlands 3 here recently. It's an older game, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I also just found out today, and I'm spitting out a bunch of random shit right now, but I just found out earlier that the next gen upgrades for Cyberpunk 2077 and the one I'm excited for, The Witcher.
Uh-huh.
Okay, The Witcher 3
mm-hmm.
is getting a next-gen upgrade this year.
Nice.
In 2022. They started talks on this a few years ago, and I've been highly anticipating the next-gen upgrade for Witcher. I don't have next-gen capabilities, okay? But I have it on PC. And that next gen update will push it to a higher level.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's already a gorgeous game.
Yeah.
And phenomenal series. I'm really enjoying the second season so far. So
yes, 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 yes.
But
alrighty, that's all she wrote.
Is that all she wrote?
That's all she wrote. Yep. I gotta go to the store and get kitty litter. And something for supper.
What do you want to eat?
I don't know. What do you want to eat?
Soup
again.
Stew. Some kind of stew. It's cold out. The temperature's dropping.
I know.
I might light a fire.
But if you want like stew, you gotta start that earlier.
Hi Gamora.
Hi, sweeties.
Our kitty Gamora just walked in.
Yeah.
She's a sweetie.
All right. Well, until next time. Like I said, our socials are in the description down below.
Yes.
Hit us up. We'd love to hear from somebody.
Definitely. And I will be posting those memes that I talked about in the beginning of the episode. Check them out. They're pretty funny.
They are pretty funny.
I love memes.
They're a lot funnier when you're looking at them.
Yeah.
And not listening to somebody describe them.
Exactly.
So.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, until next time, I'm Fred.
I'm Adrian.
And we're FNA.
We'll see you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.